and fiance day of Lord Balaram. And I really wish that you can get a lot of inspiration from this festival day. It is also the last day of our Balaram festival. So I request all of you to take full advantage of this day, and I will try in my lecture to really focus on 2 points. That is how Balaram can bring us closer to Krishna, and second, how he can remove or how we pray that he removes the obstacles on our path. So on this auspicious day, we are taking inspiration from the 10th canto, chapter 8, text 12. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya. Sri Garga Uvacha. Ayam hi rohino putro. Ramayan surido gunai. Akhyasyate Ramayiti Baladikyat Palam Viduhu Yadunam Apritak Bhava Tasankarshanam Ushantyapi Ayam hi rohini putro Ramayan surido gunai Akhyasyate Ramayiti Baladikyat balam viduhu Yadunam apritak bhava Sankarshanam mushantyapi. Yes, please. Shigara Gauvacha. Gagamuni said, I am this. He indeed, Rohini Putra, the son of Rohini, Ramaya, pleasing, Surida, all his friends and relatives, Gunai, by transcendental qualities, Akhyasyate, will be called Ramaha, by the name Rama, the supreme enjoyer. Iti, in this way, Baladikyat, because of extraordinary strengths. Balam Viduhu will be known as Balaram. Yadunam of the Yadu dynasty. Apritak Bhavat, because of not being separated from you. Sankarsanam.
Sankarsanam.
By the name Sankarsana.
By the name Sankarsana.
Or uniting two families. Ushanti.
Ushanti.
Attracts.
Attracts.
Api.
Api.
Also.
Also.
Translation. This is spoken at the name-giving ceremony of Krishna and Balaram. You might remember that Krishna had been carried by Vasudev from Mathura to Vrindavan because Kamsa was also there in Mathura. But before him, Balaram had been carried by Yoga Maya from inside of the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini, so to Vrindavan. So both of these children were there, and a name-giving ceremony had to be done. So for this, Gaga Rishi or Gaga Muni was called the royal priest, and he did this in a cow barn. It reminds me very much of the Christian legend, how in the cow barn, Jesus took birth, and there were the kings coming, and they were giving presents. Maybe Christianity has stolen this out of the Bhagavatam. Maybe. We never know. So here is the name-giving ceremony, and we will hear of a few names of Balaram, which were chosen and given by Gaga Rishi. Please listen attentively. Gaga Muni said, "This child, the son of Rohini, will give all happiness to his relatives and friends by his transcendental qualities." So he gives happiness. Therefore he will be known as
Rama.
You know everything. Rama, yes. And because he will manifest extraordinary bodily strength, he will also be known as
Balarama.
You know everything. Moreover, because he unites two families, Vasudev's family, you know, he's the son of Vasudev, but he grew up in the family of Nanda Maharaj. So because he unites these two families, he will be known as Purport. Baladev was actually the son of Devaki, but he was transferred from Devaki's womb to that of Rohini. This fact was kept secret. According to a statement in the Harivamsa, now this statement comes, Pradyuvacha tato rama sarvangstan abhitastitan yadaveshvapi sarveshu pavantu mama vallabaha. Gaga Muni did not disclose to Nanda Maharaj that Balaram would be known as Sankarsan because of uniting the two families, the Yaduvangsa and the Vangsa, Vangsa means family, of Nanda Maharaj, one of which was known as a Kshatriya group and the other as Vaishya. Yes, both family had the same original forefather. The only difference was that Nanda Maharaj was born of a Vaishya wife, whereas Vasudev was born of a Kshatriya wife. Later Nanda Maharaj married a Vaishya wife, and Vasudev married a Kshatriya wife. So although the families of Nanda Maharaj and Vasudev both came from the same father, they were divided as Kshatriya and Vaishya. Now Baladev united them, and therefore he was known as Sankarsan. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Askatyari Satarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gobhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Let us very quickly remember the beautiful appearance of Lord Balaram in this world today on his Jayanti, his appearance day. He was actually the son of Vasudev and Devaki, who were held captives, prisoners in the prison of King Kamsa, who waited for Devaki's eighth child. It was prophesied that this eighth male child would be the source of Kamsa's death, and waiting for this child impatiently, he counted his hours. So six children were born to Devaki, and they unfortunately all were killed, and then she became pregnant for the seventh time with Balaram. Balaram stayed in the womb. Now, a little earlier, Vasudev had sent one of his wives, Rohini, on a beautiful horse out of Mathura to Vrindavan. He had said, "No one is safe here. This demon Kamsa is getting more and more full of panic. He might kill my whole family and all the wives which I have. You better go there." So Devaki's third month came. Those who know something about childbearing know that this is a critical time. From the first to the third month, it's critical, and especially the third month is critical. Women have to be careful in the third month to not lose the child. So, in the third month, something extraordinary happened, which was understood. Yogamaya came and took Balaram out of the womb of Devaki, and like a wind, who carries a beautiful lotus flower leaf, this is rose flower, it's not so bad, like a wind which carries a beautiful lotus flower leaf, a white lotus flower leaf, Yogamaya took Baladev out of the womb of Devaki, took him all the way to Vrindavan, and placed him in the womb of Rohini. Ordinary people thought that this is miscarriage. These things. Wonderful. It is not a miscarriage. Baladev is protesting. But ordinary people, Baladev, please be merciful upon us. Me, I'm speaking of ordinary people. Ordinary people thought, well, this happens in the third month frequently. Women lose their children. It happens. I know a few cases myself, and unfortunate, but what to do? But it was not that. It was, truth must be told, a transcendental arrangement. Baladev first needed to take birth in the womb of Devaki because he had a purpose there. He wanted to make it suitable. He wanted to prepare this womb for Krishna to come. This is what Baladev always does. Also in the life of a sadhaka, Baladev will first prepare the heart of a sadhaka before Krishna can appear. You have seen this weapon of Baladev. It's a plow, right? What do you do with a plow? You prepare the ground of the field so that the seeds can be placed of grains or sugar cane or whatever you want to plant, and then it can grow. Balaram's purpose is to always prepare the ground for Krishna's appearance. In Vaishnav theology, Balaram is representing that type of bhakti where a devotee works very hard to cultivate the field of his heart. He makes an endeavor by chanting a certain number of names, by reading Svadvaya, is called study of the scriptures, by following certain vows. In this way, Balaram is this particular energy of Balaram prepares the devotee so that the devotee can react to Krishna's Akashana Shakti. Akashana Shakti means the all attractive nature of Krishna. See, when your heart is not prepared, you will find nothing special with Krishna, like so many people. Nowadays, they are not in love with Krishna. Yes, because their heart is full of weeds. Their heart is so Kali Yuga heart. You know. And so before Krishna comes, Baladev comes. And what this means really in a sadhaka's life, it is before Krishna reveals himself, you have to practice according to the school, the parampara, guru parampara, we call this, in which you have taken your initiation or to which you are linked. You have to contact this Baladev energy. We know also in regards to Kirtan, our Indra Prabhu used to tell to the young people, and they were staring at him in disbelief when he said, you must chant your 16 rounds before you can ever hope to make good Kirtan, because Krishna will not come if your heart is not prepared. He will not come. You will only chant the alphabet name, but Krishna himself will wait until you prepare your heart, until it is clean, until this is there. This is Baladev. So Baladev came first to prepare the womb of Devaki. What in particular did he want to prepare? I mean, you might ask, what can you do in a womb biologically? Do you place a golden bed in there, or do you paint the inside of the womb and put a tapestry there? What was his preparation? Listen carefully. Baladev's preparation was to cast out, to throw out 6 unwanted guests. Kama, Krodha, Moha, Lobha, Matsarya, Moha. You know, these 6 guests means lust, greed, anger, enviousness, what is it, illusion, and one more of this, terrorist. Madness, yes, sum total of everything. These 6 terrorists, they are called Ripus. Ripus means enemies, inner enemies. They were thrown out. And then the womb of Devaki was very much afraid. Do you know this? She was always fearful. Oh, and here comes Sakam. You know, she was really psychologically highly disturbed. So Baladev entered the womb and took care of all this disturbance and made her very peaceful, cast out the inner enemies, and then his work was done, and then Yogamaya came. I like this example very much. Like a wind which picks up a leaf. Much better, of course. And took Baladev to Vrindavan Dham. He came in the womb of Rohini, and she thought, oh my God, I'm pregnant. I mean, I thought I was not pregnant, but because Vasudev, my husband, sent me away 3 months ago, but maybe it is a delayed pregnancy. Yoo-hoo, I'm pregnant. She was really happy about it, and like women are, was waiting for that moment when Baladev appeared. And when Baladev appeared, my dear devotees, Krishna, I have to speak this loud. He shone like the moon. His limbs were so beautiful. His eyes were just so much like the lotus. He looked so beautiful. There was only one problem. He didn't speak. And with speak, I don't mean Sanskrit verses. I meant just what the babies do, wah, and so on. No sound came from Baladev. He was... How do you say this? Dumb? Is it dumb? Mute. Thank you. Mute is the English word. You know, what do we say in French? Mure, yes. Like this. Everyone was wondering. She's so beautiful. Looked so beautiful. Look at this little boy. You have to understand. Such a beautiful little boy. You must agree. Now imagine he wouldn't talk. Imagine he would no smile, no what little boys do. Now he said boop 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 boop. Nothing. People say, oh, what is wrong with you? We would say like this. Fortunately, you talk. Yes. Thank you. So everyone in Braj felt he doesn't talk. You know, sound comes. So beautiful. No sound comes. He's mute. Then, when Baladev met for the first time Krishna, he started to make a sound. Om, he chanted. He made a transcendental sound, not a normal baby sound, but he, the sound came with full strength. He had waited for Krishna. Shri Krishna Balaram ki. So he had prepared, done his seva, and he had prepared the womb, and then when when he met his beloved brother, oh, then he began to speak and make sounds. This is some of the very nice information about Baladev's birth. I want to now tell you a little bit more, because you know, we are the Hare Krishna devotees. We are known as that, and we try to be that. And that means we mostly hear about Krishna, but Balaram, we know little ordinarily. In the same way, we know very much about Gauranga. We talk about all the time about Gauranga, but Nityananda, we know he's an avaduta. Difficult to understand him, but not enough Nityananda and Balaram consciousness is there. Something is still needed, and I personally feel we need to know about Balaram, because he, in spiritual life of a sadhaka, manifests Krishna by his blessings, and he also removes the obstacles. Jagatarini Mataji, who was there when Krishna Balaram were installed by Srila Prabhupada, remembered that on the day of Baladev's appearance, Srila Prabhupada breathed a breath of relief. He was relieved. He said, see, you must know the context before I can say this statement. There was a lot of difficulty in the Krishna Balaram temple in the early times, because the devotees had come from Western countries and they didn't know the Indian ways. For instance, the building materials to build the temple were constantly stolen. You know, people wanted to build their own huts, and they thought, these Angrezis, these English people don't know anything, and they came in the night, stole from the piles of bricks, and everything was coming up. All the sadhus' huts came up, but the temple didn't come up because the bricks were stolen. So a little problem. So many other problems. Devotees were challenged by the heat of Vrindavan in the summer and the coldness in the winter. You know, when there's winter, there's no heater to take shelter. You just can pray that the sun will rise at one stage, and sometimes it doesn't. There's only cold fog up till 12 o'clock in the morning. You're freezing and thinking of Alaska. It's really intense because there's no heating system. At that time there were no closed windows, you know. Imagine a winter here in New Mayapur without windows. It's a challenge. So many obstacles of that kind. And then, but when Prabhupada installed Balaram, he felt relieved. He said, oh, now Baladev is here. Whenever you have difficulty, go to Balaram, tell him, my dear Balaram, I have this difficulty, kindly help. And then the next day, one day after the installation, he said, now everything is all right. Balaram is here. Balaram is here. Everything is all right. No problem. Problems are taken care of. Why? Because Baladev can give by his blessings Krishna and remove obstacles. See, when Krishna had left Vrindavan to first go to Mathura and then to Dwaraka, the Brajabasis were thrown in an ocean of pain. It's described that in Nanda Maharaj's kitchen, there were cobwebs. How do we say cobwebs in France? Yeah, Tuan Darine. There were so much Tuan Darines. Why? Because he never used the kitchen from the time when Krishna left. He and Yashoda, they were just devastated and destroyed because of the pain they felt of Krishna's leaving them. When Krishna told Uddhava to go to his parents, Nanda Baba, he described to them how Uddhava could find the palace of Nanda and Yashoda. Do you know what Krishna said? Uddhava said, how can I find your exalted parents? Krishna, with tears in his eyes, said, there is a canal going from the palace of Nanda Baba, my father, into the Yamuna. It's a canal of tears. They cry so much that there is a canal going. Canal. A canal is there. Imagine you would have to say this about your parents, that there is a canal of tears going because I left them. How would you feel? But Krishna couldn't stay in Vrindavan because he had to kill all these demons, and he didn't want to transform the flower-bearing forest of Vrindavan, his pasthood paradise, into a battlefield where all the deers and animals would have to face the battle of the demon. Balaram is getting ready for us. Yeah, I will soon talk about you, Balaram. Okay, this was a clear sign. Not too much Krishna Katha. No, Baladev will always glorify. So finally, when the, I make it short here, all the Brijbasis were just in extraordinary states of pain because of the absence of Krishna. They played with him. They put food in Krishna's mouth. Krishna joked with them. Krishna touched their bodies and rubbed them. Krishna wrestled with the friends. He gave grass to the cows. What do you think how the cows will feel if Krishna leaves them? It's unbearable. So all the Brijbasis were in pain. So Krishna said, he was already in Dwaraka, Baladev, you go there and save the Brijbasis from dying by telling about me and give them one news. Soon I have done my work of killing the demons and then I'm returning. Do you go and give this message? I sent Uddhava, but they didn't believe Uddhava. They sent him home. Now I'm sending you because you are my brother. They will believe you and they will get their life back by this message. So Krishna came, Balaram came to Vrindavan and he consoled the Brijbasis. Come. Oh, Baladev is here. Baladev is here. Wherever Baladev is, there Krishna will be. Comes Baladev. I have a message from Krishna. And he began to talk about Krishna. And as he talked about Krishna, Krishna appeared by his katha, by his talk, to the gopis. This is Baladev's power. He makes Krishna appear. He prepares us.
Then he met the gopis at Ram Ghat. It was his own group of gopis with whom he had had association while he stayed in Vrindavan. And there's a beautiful scene, it's described by Narahari Chakravarti Thakur. He came to Ram Ghat. Let us envision Baladev and see how he looked. A throne was brought there. Baladev was covered with flowers. In that night there was a scented air. Scented air means full of perfume. And there was the full moon. Have you seen the full moon? You have seen? This full moon is the moon of Baladev. It comes on Baladev's Jayanti and it is very good full moon. You please, if you have not seen, because you always look down, today look up and you will see the full moon. Oof. So Baladev said that there was a full moon. There were millions of peacocks dancing and all around. In the silvery atmosphere, there were deers playing. Baladev sat on this jeweled throne. Around him, there were munis, means great saints, which were charmed by his beauty. He had red lips, very red, like the bimba fruit. Bimba fruit looks a little like a khaki fruit, but much more red. There was a Vaijajanti garland around him, and he looked so white, more white than the moon. He was effulgent, more effulgent than the moon. He looked, the whiteness of his body was the whiteness of a conch mixed with the whiteness of a kunda flower. That's a very, very white flower you find in Vrindavan, and camphor. He looked like a silver white mountain because he's very strong. And all were bowing down to him. So Balaram was very happy. He was in Vrindavan and he beamed happiness. He had hair. And this was a little bit like the curls of the hair. Like this. Yesterday there was an old Prabhupada disciple, a baker, who had also curly hair, beautiful curly hair you can see today. Don't touch it, he will become irritated if everyone goes. So he had this curly hair, Baladev, very, very curly hair. It looked very beautiful. And he had drunken Varuni. Today you will also drink Varuni in little portions. We don't want you all to get drunk and intoxicated, but a little you must drink today. And if you become a little drunken, good. But a little. He had drunken a lot. Because to serve him, from the trees, this Varuni dropped down. It was all wet. You just had to take it. Balaram said, give me more. And then, after some time, his eyes began to roll. A lot of Varuni. And he began to say, because he wanted to take a bath, "Oh, Kalindiji, come here. Kalindi is a name for Yamuna. So Yamuna, very pious lady, you know, looked in the direction of this silver mountain, this intoxicated silver mountain. I should come there. I mean, he's a little under Varuni. He has drunken a little much Varuni. I'm not coming." And she continued to flow. The acharyas say this is not the original Varuni. Varuni was absent on that day. The original Kalindi, because Kalindi is a great devotee. She would have rushed there. But it is a shadow of Kalindi. So she felt, no, I'm not coming. Imagine, you know, I think we can understand this. Imagine the highly pious Madhu would drink too much Varuni and would sit there, and then he would order a respectable lady like Malati to come there. Malati would think, you stay where you are, I stay where I am. You know, this is a respectable lady will not come when someone under Varuni's influence. I'm just giving an example that you can understand. I'm sorry to be so graphic, but I think we can understand. She was not the original Kalindi, it was someone else. It felt like, no, I'm not going. So Baladev, the original source of all strength, first blew his horn. Trouble was coming. And then he got up. With his plow, then he just put it in the Yamuna. He said, "I will teach you now. I'm not like an ordinary drunken person." Mm-mm-mm. And he pulled her to where to his throne, where he wanted Yamuna to be. He pulled her several times, and she had to change her course, and of course she understood, oh, this is Balaram. I made a mistake. I thought I thought the wrong things. So she came, brought a garland of lotus flowers around his neck and decorated him in absolute submission. Nowadays, if you go to Ramagat, you will need a jeep from Krishna Balaram temple, and you will need to drive for 2 hours. You can visit Ramgat and you can see it's a little bit rocky ground. You can see still the scratches from Baladev's plow, and pay your most respectful obeisances there. There is where Baladev was crowned and garlanded and freshly dressed and so on. So whoever hears about the glories of Ramgat, like you have heard, becomes freed from worldly life. Okay? No more worldly life. So my first point was Baladev can manifest Krishna. The second point is Baladev removes obstacles on our path. If you have some obstacles, is there something in your heart which you consider an obstacle? You have. Think about it. Go with this to Baladev and say, Baladev, I have such and such difficulty in my life. Kindly help. And Baladev will help. You will see a miracle. You have to call seriously for his help, and you will see. You can say, I have this doubt. I'm not so active in spiritual life as I wish to be. Something is holding me back. Please, if you could take your plow and take that something which is holding me back away, your plow can do anything. You are very strong. And in this way, we who are imprisoned by our habits, by our sanskaras, the impressions which we make, can run to Baladev and become delivered by him. Earlier we have heard that Baladev was very angry at the Kauravas, led by Duryodhana, when they did not want to release Shamba, the son of Krishna. Shamba had come to kidnap the only daughter of Duryodhana, Lakshmana is her name, and he had fallen in love, apparently, and then Duryodhana made him a prisoner. And when Krishna heard this, he sent Baladev and said, please give Shamba, he's my son. But Duryodhana had responded to Baladev, this is too much. How can Krishna dare to ask me to release the son? Duryodhana was a little strange, as we all know. Then Baladev became so furious, his eyes became red, and he took his plow before everyone, and he pulled the whole town. Imagine a town like Paris, you know. And he pulled it into the Ganga to drown it. He wanted to drown everything and everyone in the Ganga, which was huge. Imagine the situation. Someone would come to Paris and you go with a plow. You have not followed what I said, you people of Paris and you mayor of Paris. And pull Paris in the, what is the river there?
Seine.
Yes. The houses were breaking down, the walls came breaking down, everyone was pulled. My God, our house, everything will be drowned. We will be like wet rats. Who is the string? Baladev just... He was very determined. He would drown the whole place. I said, all right. Please, let us look at this again. What was your desire? You want Shamba? Shamba, come out. And they brought Shamba out and they married him with Lakshman. No problem. Just don't, just be peaceful. Be satisfied. We are your servants. So this is Baladev. Very strong. There is a verse, and I want to end my class with this morning, in glorification of Lord Balaram. Two verses. It says, obeisances to you, O holder of the plow. Obeisances to you, O wielder of the mace. Mace, how do we say mace?
Mace,
yes. Obeisances to you, O darling of Revati, that is his wife. Obeisances to you, O kind benefactor of your devotees, Bhakta Vatsala. Would you like to chant this? Namaste Halagra. Namaste Mushalayuda. Namaste Revati Kanta. Namaste Bhakta Vatsala. Namaste Dharani Dhara. Namaste Balanam Shrestha. Pralambare Namaste Stu. Ehi Mam Krishna Purvaja. This is the second verse. It reads in English. Obeisances to you, O upholder of the earth. Obeisances to you, O best of the strong. Obeisances to you, O enemy of Pralamba. Please come to me. Please come to me, older brother of Lord Krishna. Beautiful. beautiful. I suggest when the deity curtain goes up, we can all stand there and chant this for Baladev's pleasure. When we have done everything else, is that a good idea? It's such a wonderful prayer. And if we pray all together like this, like, come to me, please come to me, older brother of Krishna, I think Balaram will jump from his altar into your heart. Something like that. Most probably he will stay on the altar, but in his form, in his other bhava form, he will come. Hare Krishna. So let us again remember, let us in summary look at Balaram. Baladev is doing a very important function for which he has this plow. He cultivates the field of the heart so that the seeds of Krishna attraction can grow. The way how, but we learned in our little in the morning lectures during the past few days that Baladev waits that you make an effort. Radhanath Maharaj tells us a very nice little story about advancement in Krishna consciousness. He once, when he lived in Vrindavan, visited a sadhu who lived on top of a mountain in Vasana. And at that time, there was no canalized toilets, so whenever the sadhus who lived on these sacred mountains felt the call of nature, they went down the mountain to relieve themselves on the foot of the mountain, you know, in the fields, not on the mountain itself, because no one can, you know, contaminate a holy mountain. That is clear. Nowadays there are toilets and the things run down through pipes, you know. But yes. So once it was night time, they were sleeping in these beautiful beds, you know, these Brijbasi cots. They are made of bamboo, and then they are ropes, you know, clump, 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 on these rope beds. They were sleeping, and our Maharaji feels the call of nature, small call of nature. He gets up with his lota and goes down the mountain. He just wishes to, you know, big toilet, and this was small toilet, to do his small toilet. But then, as he's going down, he looks into two glowing eyes, which make, and from there comes the sound. There was a tiger or lion. At that time in Vasana, there were lions. Yes, yes. 50 years ago, there was one lion still there who would go on Madhukari. He was a lion of one sadhu, and he would go and beg for the sadhu, Madhukari. He would scratch on the door of the Brijbasi. They would open it, this lion is there. And they understood something to eat needs to be given. Otherwise, he's a lion, you know. So they gave, bring these rotis to your master. So yes, there were these wild cats still, 50 years ago. So I was either a lion or some big cat, you know. So he just goes like, and he runs up to the sadhu without doing the small toilet, obviously. Then he wakes the sadhu and he shouts, "Tiger, tiger, tiger." And the sadhu shows him a little stick like this. Remember, they sleep in the open. And he raises the stick and says, "I have stick for tiger." Thank you. what will this little stick do with a tiger? And then the sadhu just turns around on the other side and says, I do my best, let Krishna do the rest. Our best is always very small. We are small people. We are little small. We are not so... We are what we are. You know best what we are. We are small people. Let's do our best, whatever it is. It may be small, because we are so small. But if we give our best, Baladev Krishna will see that this person gives his best. It's not very much, but it's his best. So then he will do the rest for you. I like this little story very much because it's just so real. I do my best. Krishna will do the rest, you know. Little, small little stick. I do my best. Hare Krishna. So now we have to see how to continue. I would love to take some questions, but maybe someone can go. Govindaji, would you be so kind to go and find out when is darshan? Is it at a special time? Do we still have time like this? And then please come back and give the information. Yes. Mm. So, yes. So, do you have a question? I saw one. Please give your good name again. I saw you many times, but... Dvijavara Prabhu. Please ask your question.
Krishna Balaram, also known as Rishi Raksha and Gauraksha.
Mm-hmm.
So, being on your mind for fun, you know, any pastime is disregarded.
In this regard.
Protector of the land and
Krishna and Balaram, says Dvijavara Prabhu, are also known as the protector of the land of the cows. Could you tell some pastimes regarding this? I know one pastime about Goraksha which comes immediately to mind. It was when the cows were allured by fresh grasses. Krishna and Balaram and the boys, the Sakas, were resting under the trees. They had taken their noon. Thank you, 5 minutes. They had taken their noon meals and they were resting under the trees. And the cows felt also hungry and they went allured by fresh grasses and came into one part of Vrindavan's forest which was filled with these, it's called Munjatavis, this forest. It's like reeds, you know. When you go through Vrindavan, you find these reeds. They are whitish, have these whitish plants. They're very high, maybe up to the ceiling, so high, and they burn very much. So the cows went into this area of the forest, and then a forest fire started with these reeds, and the cows cried out, Krishna, Krishna, Mahabaho. They cried out. So Balaram, Krishna Balaram, heard somehow, you know, they are in the hearts of everyone, the distressed cries of the cows who were surrounded by these fires. And immediately Krishna appeared in the midst of his cows. He cannot tolerate any pain of his cows. He will scratch their necks. Then only every cow needs to be feeling this care of Krishna. They all care. They want Krishna's care so much. They are so in love with Krishna. So Krishna jumps into the midst of the fire and he drinks all the fire in order to save the cows. Usually Krishna drinks lassi and such cooling substances. But now to protect the cows, he drinks super hot, more hot than chili. He drinks fire to protect the cows. This is Krishna. There are many, many pastimes of Krishna protecting the cows and caring for the cows. Like that pastime when he was made Gopal, the protector. Pal means protector and Go means cows. When he turned six, on that day, Mother Yashoda came and gave him two jeweled padukas, or what is it, padukas, sandals, and a servant who would carry an umbrella to shade Krishna from the strong sun. But Krishna said at that occasion, Yashoda Ma, you have to also give padukas for my cows. These were 900,000 cows minimum. 900,000 cows. Yashoda said, are they? 900,000 times four? They have 4 feet. You have two. This is too much, Gopal. That is not possible. And Gopal said, but how can I accept something which I cannot give to my cows? I will go barefoot, Ma. Let me do like my cows. Solidarity. You know. I will do what my cows. So when the cows heard that, that was one night before they would go out. When they heard this, yes, the cows can hear everything in Vrindavan. They cried tears of love. And they personally went out in that night, and with their hooves, they cracked all the stones so that they became fine pulver, so that Krishna would not hurt his soft lotus feet on the sharp pointed stones. This is what the cows did. There is an intimate relationship. Hare Krishna. Govindaji, are these French 5 minutes? These are Balaram 5 minutes. Let us do kirtan then. I think we should all... Yes, that's a good... some sound is there. Yes, let us all go... to the deities. Madhava, would you sing? Or is there Govindam Adipusha most probably?